This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is lashing out at Turkey for its invasion of Syria. AP's Sagar Magani has more from the Pentagon.
Yesterday, President Trump said he's lifting sanctions on Turkey after it agreed to a ceasefire.
Turkey has done what we've asked him to do.
Today in Brussels, Esper took a different tone.
Turkey put us all in a very terrible situation.
Calling it an unwarranted invasion that jeopardizes gains made against Islamic State fighters. Ahead of meeting with his Turkish counterpart at NATO headquarters, Esper said Turkey's moving in the wrong direction.
We see them spinning closer into Russia's orbit than into the Western orbit.
And says it needs to again become a responsible ally. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces say Turkey and its Syrian rebel allies have launched a large land offensive targeting three villages. They are calling on the United States to intervene immediately to stop the attack. Pakistan and India signed a landmark agreement Thursday on the opening of a new border crossing for Indian Sikh pilgrims to visit one of their holiest places in Pakistan. The rare instance of cooperation between the two nuclear-armed South Asian rival nations comes amid a sharp deterioration in their traditionally strained ties. A court in Bangladesh has sentenced the principal of an Islamic school and 15 others to death over the killing of an 18-year-old woman. She was set on fire for refusing to drop sexual harassment charges against the principal. Israeli ex-military chief Benny Gantz has been tasked with forming a coalition government after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's efforts failed. Mr. Gantz now has 28 days in which to form his own coalition. For more on any of today's top stories, please go to voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app for news on the go. From Washington, this is VOA News. Police raided two sites in Northern Ireland and questioned a truck driver as officers investigate the death of 39 people found in a container at an industrial park in southeastern Britain. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The truck and the trailer with the people inside apparently took separate circuitous journeys before ending up on the grounds of Waterglade Industrial Park in Grays, 25 miles east of London on the River Thames. British police said they believe the container went from the port of Zeebrugge in Belgium to Purfleet, England, where it arrived early Wednesday. A National Crime Agency assessment report on serious and organized crime last year said there was a greater focus on rising smuggler numbers in Belgium after the closure of the Dunkirk migrant camp in 2017. Zaria Shackley, London.
Democrats pursuing their impeachment inquiry of President Trump are demanding that the State Department release key documents that they had subpoenaed about his efforts to pressure Ukraine to open investigations to help him politically. Meanwhile, as AP's Mike Gracia reports, current and former NSC staff are slated for impeachment interviews.
Two key witnesses could appear before House impeachment investigators next week. Four people familiar with the inquiry schedule tell the Associated Press closed-door interviews have been tentatively scheduled with National Security Council Russia and Europe Director Tim Morrison and former NSC staffer Charles Kupperman. Morrison and Kupperman are key because they may have been listening to President Donald Trump's July call with Ukraine's president that is at the center of the impeachment probe. Kupperman's interview was tentatively scheduled for Monday. Morrison would appear Thursday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Spanish authorities removed General Francisco Franco's remains from a state mausoleum on Thursday, seeking to exorcise the ghost of a dictator whose legacy still divides the country more than four decades after his death. Reuters' Ciara Lee reports.
From the Valley of the Fallen to a private family vault in Madrid, dictator Francisco Franco's remains were exhumed and transported by helicopter amid tight security and in virtual secrecy on Thursday. With media banned, the ceremony was witnessed by a select few: Spain's justice minister, a forensics expert, a priest, and 22 of Franco's descendants. His eldest grandson, Francisco Franco, labelled the operation a political ploy by the governing Socialist Party. Facing a national election next month, the socialists have long sought to exhume Franco, who unleashed the civil war that killed around 500,000 people in the 1930s, and move him to a less controversial site.
That's Reuters' Ciara Lee reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is seeking to expand Moscow's clout in Africa by touting military aid and economic projects at the first-ever Russia-Africa summit. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.